Good evening, American Fork High School. My name is Caleb Rothy. I'm from Fontana, California, and it is my privilege to be evaluating you in percussion tonight. We're here together at the NEPO Tournament of Bands, and you guys are on the field setting the stage right now. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you the best of luck with tonight's performance. I cannot wait to see what you have in store for the audience. I'll be back with you in just a second. All right, American Fork, here we go.
NEPO Tournament of Bands is proud to present drum majors Kirsten DuQuaid, Emily Rogers, Ryan McElvey, and Jeff Adams, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Yeah, pretty warm sound coming from the front ensemble mallet choir here. Appreciate the touch. Pretty good consistency. Some minor discrepancies with regard to four mallet technique between all the performers. A little bit of a vertical alignment breakdown as we introduce the battery for the first time. Concert bass drums, watch this. We got to make sure that we're listening back here. Side one. I know, they're on almost the back sideline there. It's a long way to go. Yeah, nice job with regard to the isolated rim shot. Well done, battery. Bit of separation of the phrase, mostly pretty good battery. Some breakdowns and clarities just a little bit. Appreciate the expressive efforts of the performers thus far, though. Certainly not static dynamically, so that adds a degree of challenge. Yeah, nice lead-in bass drums, well done. Yeah. A little bit of a hockadera there, concert bass drum to battery once again. Lots of compression happening here, battery. We've got a few performers that are rushing to the ends of each one of these phrases. That's causing our distortion. Yeah, not quite there, snares. Appreciate the difficulty, sophistication of the vocabulary. Much closer there, snares and tenors, combined phrase. Lots to attend to with regard to the concert bass drum timing. Certainly sounded very exposed today. A component that's not quite there yet from a vertical alignment standpoint. Appreciate the embellishments, the metallic at the end of the phrase, and break drum color almost. Not quite in time, though, with the rest, so... with the rest of the front ensemble. Ensemble cohesion suffering as a result. The shift of color change to the triangle tambourine. Very nicely done. You continue to take us on a very interesting journey. Timbral perspective. And appreciate that. Yeah, some sophistication here with regard to the syncopation responsibilities battery. Well done. Watch the triplet partial there. Tenors, when we get to that, a little bit of rushing in that phrase causing the distortion there. Things open back up once we get to the open rhythmic structure of the phrase. Yeah, wonderful opportunity for timpani to come through. Love to showcase that sound even more, see if we can clear the palate out. Get that to stick out of the texture even more. Really nice rhythmic support from the battery here. The large open rhythms, especially that we pick up and support the trumpets, then down to the low brass figure. One kind of overriding concern so far, really haven't had a great read on the front ensemble as part of the ensemble sound. Notice from an orchestration standpoint, lots of unison, two mallet work, so that should be able to come through as part of the overall mix. Just continue to work that, continue to refine that, and make sure that that becomes an even half of the percussion contributions. Looking forward to seeing what we sound like in this movement. Yeah, it's a pretty nice touch here, especially mallet inner 2-3 rotation. take a look at the methodology between mallets 2 and 4 for that. 4 not quite the same strength that we were getting in mallet 2, so the balance there between that alternating roll not quite dialed in yet. It's early season. I know it's very detailed stuff. We may not be there yet. But that's where we're headed, right? Yeah, see, this moment, I love the fluidity of the performance that we hear from the mallet choir, not getting any of that lower tessitura marimba sound, though. So I'm not sure if that's just an amplification thing, if we don't have them right in the mix yet, or if it's an implement selection thing. I don't think we've selected something that's just too soft for this moment. Yeah, Batter, I appreciate the growth in that phrase, though. We got to a very loud dynamic level very quickly, though, and then just kind of sat there, so way out of context relative to everything else. Let's see if we can take a little bit more time with the growth that juke, 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 joom. Yeah. Appreciate the bass drums finishing the phrase after the snare rim shot. Well done. Good sense of diversity in the way that we've utilized the percussion section to color and punctuate some of these large ensemble moments. Beautiful color from the bar chimes and the electronic components. Would love to get more of that acoustic mallet choir color in the mix. Yeah, some distortion once we get to some of the backsticking literature. The double stroke roll passages prior to that, pretty strong. Yeah, 3 is a little bit problematic for us in terms of the clarity of that phrase. Appreciate the phrase development, though. Good sense of growth to it. Expressive range pretty strong from us. Some very nice phrasing efforts as well. A great balance battery. Very supportive there. Tuning also excellent for us. I hadn't mentioned that before, but just appreciating that through that last phrase. The overall sonority of the battery instruments. Yeah, some problems on the arounds, and then it went to the Spock. Definitely distorted Spock roll in that passage. Tenders, keep working. The snare's bringing down just a little bit, a little hot relative to some of the woodwind textures that we have here. I think the cross-stick texture works nicely with that component. And some breakdowns in the foot timing here. You can see some phasing coming into this hold. No doubt contributing to some of this distortion. Ah, yeah, that's not it. Cleaned up once we got to the unison open rhythms at the end of the phrase. Appreciate that, Batter. Got ways to go in the more technical passages. Would love to get some of the high velocity material up front in the mallet choir to come through. It's not thus far. We keep using these vignette moments, these spaces afforded to us from the wind book for battery vignettes. I wonder if we've got some that can be utilized for the front ensemble as well. I've yet to hear that color come through in one of these larger ensemble moments. Some rhythmic instability here at the end. Ah, lots of distortion, Battery. I'm sure some of that instability has to do with the size of the group, the spread across the field. Certainly have a way to go. American Fork, there were some killer moments in tonight's performance. Battery, some great moments of clarity, but on the whole, a lot of moments that were also pretty problematic for us tonight. And it didn't seem to be any one thing. Some moments clicked, other moments didn't. It wasn't any particular skill or any particular piece of vocabulary or one rudiment that was throwing us off. Just a variety of kind of hit-and-miss issues. Some moments hot, some moments not quite so hot. So we've got some work to do there. As I mentioned in the commentary, definitely have a concern in tonight's performance in terms of the presence of the front ensemble, their ability to communicate the intent of their parts to the audience and have that be an integral part of the musical presentation. Definitely felt underbalanced, underrepresented in the larger musical presentation tonight. So would love to see, as you guys are, would love to encourage you as you continue to go through the season to make sure that all those voices become integrally important and have a strong piece of representation. There's a strong point of purpose throughout the course of the program. There are a number of opportunities where our ear as an audience member are drawn to the battery percussion section, but I can't recall any of those specific moments where our ear is drawn to the front ensemble in the same way. So that would be my challenge and the thing I would encourage you to do. Certainly from a phrasing and expression standpoint, I think there's a lot of maturity in the group. You've already sculpted a lot of these things. We're not totally done with that process yet, but I think that's one of our strengths in the program. Now we just have a ways to go to bring up the technical achievement of a lot of those elements, and then also the blend within familiar with similar percussion instrument choirs, and then the overall balance relative to their role in the musical ensemble. I hope my commentary has been helpful for you this evening, American Fork. Really want to thank you guys for sharing your talents and abilities with me tonight, and I want to wish all of you the absolute best of luck, not only for the rest of your season, but more importantly, as you all continue your music education. Thank you so much.